USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Mexico is fully cooperating and will help slow the influx of migrants from Central America. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox News Sunday they've just begun.
The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico with the tariff threat. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
Probably the biggest message here is now not to Mexico, but to China. That the president is clearly willing to use tariffs, and the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Severe weather has toppled a crane in Dallas onto a downtown apartment building. Eyewitness Bianca Harper Kelly, whose friend is in the building, watched as strong winds and heavy rain ravaged the equipment.
The crane started to sway, and it kind of looked like it was spinning like a normal crane would do in windy situations until it took one tip, and my wife and I watched it slowly, and we're trying to tell her, the crane, get out, and I mean, it happened in seconds, and the crane completely collapsed.
One person was killed in the accident. The House Oversight and Reform Committee will consider this week whether to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt. Chairman Elijah Cummings has scheduled the vote after Ross and Barr missed the deadline to produce documents related to the 2020 census. The committee is investigating why a citizenship question was added to the federal headcount. The official reason, according to the administration, is to enforce the Voting Rights Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hong Kong police used water cannons and pepper spray to disperse large crowds protesting controversial extradition legislation. Here's the BBC's Robin Bryant.
Estimates of the number of people on the streets of Hong Kong vary from 250,000 to just over a million. Whatever the precise number, they were jam-packed into roads that are usually for weekend traffic, almost all are dressed in white. It's overwhelmingly peaceful. A mixture of Hong Kong's diverse society is here. Their worry is a new law that would allow people to be extradited to the Chinese mainland, where the courts are not impartial and people can be imprisoned for their politics.
Iran has issued a warning for the European Union. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Iranian government saying there must be cooperation from the European Union or else there will be consequences. Reuters reporting the Iranians want Europe to abandon sanctions and to restore normalized trade. The report cites Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as saying if the European member states don't normalize ties, Iran will, quote, halt our commitments or take action in accordance with the European Union's punitive policies towards Iran. Sanctions remain in place against Iran by Europe and the U.S. in an effort to discourage the Islamic Republic from pursuing its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.